Turn, if you will, to the book of 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. 2 Timothy 3. Then we'll get right, you know. We'll wait till the last minute. We'll wait till we just step on that, ready to go over to the other side. Then we'll make everything right. Huh? Well, you best be getting ready, because that time is right now. As I just read to you, he said, in the last day perilous times shall come. Troublesome times. Boy, if there ever was a troublesome times, it is today. We read there of all the different things that Paul, as he was writing to Timothy there, he listed 19 different things that was happening in perilous in the last days. These things will happen. Read them. Okay, as you go down the list of the 19 things there, you can read as he starts out, lovers of them own self. Men shall be lovers of their own self. Wow, if there isn't a time when men really think we are something, we don't need anything else. We love ourselves. We don't need any help from anybody. Give me what you got. Give me everything you got. It's out for everything you can. Covetous. Boasters. Stand up. Woo. Yes. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. The word. Blasphemers. Man, you turn on the TV, you turn on anything you like, and you listen to the things of the world, and it's constantly blaspheming the name of Jesus. Disobedient to parents. Now, that's not us, is it? Disobedient to parents. Children. Ruling parents. Children telling mothers and fathers what's going to be, the way it's going to be. This is the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be. Children dictating to their parents. If I'd have done that when I was a lad, if I'd have told my dad that, hey, Pap, this is the way it's going to be, you ain't got nothing into it, I'm afraid my back end would be kind of sore. Amen. Because he would have probably pulled a belt or took a stick or whatever he could have found in his hand, and he'd have laid it on me pretty good. You didn't do that. You didn't tell your parents what they were going to do. You didn't say, but they told you this is the way it is, and you will follow it. And we did. We might not have liked it, but we did it. They were right. Because in doing so, they bring up a child to be obedient. Obedience today, we are not obedient. The children today are obedient to nothing. It's wide open. The filth of the world that comes into our homes today, teaching our children the things of the devil, pure, plain, and simple. It is of Satan. But we allow it to happen. And don't you dare try to correct it, or you'll find yourself in a court of law, them telling you that you cannot correct your child. Don't you lay a hand on them. Wow. You know what? If that law had been enforced back when I was a kid, I think our parents, most of us, our parents today, would have been jailed. Yeah, they would. We didn't get nearly what we deserved, though, did we? There were so many things that I got away with. You know? Yeah, sneaked them in there. Yeah, we did that. Children, disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. As was mentioned already, we should be thankful for all that God gives us. Not just accepting them and moving on in and saying, well, yeah, that's the way it is. today. This is sin, and it is against God without natural affection. God didn't, in his plan, make room for homosexuals. It is not there. Without natural affection. Even go a little bit farther where parents are not natural. You know, I told you last week maybe about the little bluebird built a nest in a little box there, and that. And you see these mothers and the father. You see them coming with a little bug. You see them dip down there, get them a little bug, and they'll fly up there to that nest. You see them mouths open up there, and they take care of them. Naturally, God given natural affection for that little bird to take care of their young. Well, they left the nest. And I don't know where they went. We seen one go hopping across the yard. But the mothers and the daddies. This was kind of, I hope I'm not boring you. But this little bird was out in the grass, in the high weeds. And it was getting dark. But that mother bird and that father bird did not want that baby out there in that high grass during the night. And they made out of ever so many trips from the fence over to the bird. They'd get down and they'd start yakking there, you know. They'd talk bird talk. They know what they're saying. But they talk to that bird, and then they fly back over to the fence, and that bird would go take a couple of hops in that high grass and get over there. They worked on that little bird until they got it over and through the fence and over in next to the barn where it would be safe for the night. God gave them the ability to take care of their young. God also gave the ability to parents of human beings, to the little babies out there, to take care of them little babies and not turn them loose into the world for somebody else to care for or for this, that, or the other thing. He gave each and every mother the responsibility and fathers to take care of their family. He did. Yes. Affection. Natural affection. God gave it. Truth breaker. Wow. You make a deal with somebody today, you better get it in writing. Because the word of mouth or handshake doesn't get it anymore. False accusers? Oh, my goodness. Yes. Accusers. The church of anything that they can think of, trying their very best to finding out in conflict, fears, despisers of those that are good. Yes, traitors. Now, be careful. Heady. Ooh, boy. Yeah, knowledge. High-minded? Yeah. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. I was reading in one of the commentaries, and he said, the lovers of pleasure today, take the entertainment world. How many millions of people gather together to hear someone sing a song? How many people do that? He said, sports activities. You could go to a stadium and you may be one of some 85,000 people. One among 85,000. What for? To watch 22 peoples down there on the field battling around each other. You'd like to be there, yeah. Was that it? I don't know. Making $25,000 or more for that one game. You see? Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Can't do anything for you, and when it's done and it's all over, said, I want a ball game. Well, so what? You want a ball game. Yeah. this or I done that. Thing is this. Over in Germany, did you heard about that? Over this week where they had a concert going over there and they got all excited somewhere. I don't really know how it all generated, but anyhow, they got into a stampede, killed, 17 people. Killed, stomped to death. What for? Because they was out for entertainment, for pleasure. You think that's pleasure, being stomped to death by a crowd? Is that pleasure? It wouldn't be to me. No. But you see, they're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. I suppose that during that same time, down the road someplace along the line, there was a revival meeting going on where there was somebody in there playing, singing, tongue, or preaching, or whatever have you, but bringing forth the Word of God. And how many people was there? Well, they probably wouldn't have needed too many buses to haul. When the game was over, everybody walked out proud, boastful, just like I said, hey, we won. We won what? We won a ball. What did it do for you? Nothing. Give you a little pride. Ooh, it's right there too. Give you a little bit of pride. But those people down the road that was in that revival meeting, when they heard the Word of God spoken, and when some accepted what God had for them, when they listened to the Holy Spirit speaking to their heart, when they listened to it and then reacted accordingly and found their way to an altar of prayer and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, has something that will live with them forever and then some. Huh? We'll go on into eternity forever and forever to live everlasting. Plus, the benefits of this day, there is no end. Yes, when we need help, He's there. Yes, when we need food, He's there. Sometimes we get into a position that we don't know how to handle things, and I get there a lot. But we don't know what to do. I said, Lord, your old boy's in trouble. Then you're going to have to pull him out. And he does. Just like that. Yeah. Okay. Pleasure. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power of their God. From such terrible. Form of godliness. Well, you know, there's probably a lot of people that you talk to today. Do you know the Lord? Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I go to church every Sunday. My seat's marked. Nobody will get in. They expect me there. Every Sunday. And I react accordingly. A form of godliness, but denying Jesus Christ as their Savior. Denying Him from some turn away. For of this sort, there are they which creep into houses, lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. Those that would enter into your church with all kinds of false doctrines, with all kinds of trash, with all this, that, and everything, with personal ambition, gain for themselves, make us look big. Yes, go. Yes. Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We come down to the 8th verse. And it says, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning the faith. James and Jambres, as I understand it, were the two magicians that were with Moses back in Egypt when Moses went down to Egypt to free the peoples, and he stood before Pharaoh, that the tricks that they done were just that, tricks. They withstood Moses. Everything that Moses tried to do, they would try to imitate it. Those things that God had provided for Moses was being imitated by those two. Yes. Magicians. Trick. They were trying to make little of the power of God. But the power of God is greater than anything any magician could possibly think about. It's greater than anything that those two can think about. And what happened? As Moses threw down the rod, and it became a serpent. Yeah. So, that's nothing. They did it too. Then what happened? Come on. Come on. Come on. Huh? Come on.
Moses' serpent ate them.
He did what?
Ate them.
He did. He
devoured.
He did what?
Yep.
Moses?
Moses' serpent. Moses' snake ate their snake.
Ate it up.
Yep.
Devoured it, destroyed it, ate it up. Ah, exactly. You see, those things that the magician would do will not stand. God's word, God's power overtook, consumed all that thing that the magician would try to do. Yes. He says there in the last verse that I read to you, but they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest to all men as theirs also was. Oh, those things of this earth, those things that we read, those 19 things that are against God, all those things that he was talking about here will come to zip, are nothing. They will not, because the power of God is so great that it will overcome, it will eat them up, it'll devour everything that Satan can throw at you. Praise the Lord. As I said, if you're waiting until that last moment, if you're waiting until that time comes up, then I'm going to step over, I'll get myself right at that very last moment, you best be right now, because that last moment is right now. It could happen. He could call this church away before we get out that door. He could say enough's enough's enough. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you read that, you go back and you read it in Matthew there, of the signs of the times and how this and that parallel exactly, it's all here. It's here right now. It's right in front of us. And you know, he's not going to allow this to continue all this time, that it's going to go on and it's going to go on and on and on. He's going to say, whoa, that's enough, stop now. Go get your church. Wow, can you imagine? God saying, son, they've had enough. They've had enough problems. There's been enough fighting, there's been enough troubles down there. There's been enough Satan deceiving their children. He's persecuted enough. It's over. It's time. Go get your church. Go get your church. Steps out there and he calls for the church and away we go. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Sit just like that. Gone. All these other things we just read about will be left right here. To go through, whoo, you wouldn't believe it. You think it's tough now. But the church has been lifted. It's gone. That way that God has provided that you and I could escape all this corruption that's getting worse and worse and worse. I turned on the TV yesterday. Going through the channels, and I looked at it. I looked at it and I said, man, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? Filth right there in the middle of the day. Worse and worse and worse and worse. Getting to the point that soon you'll not see anything good. We still watch Andy on the TV. next word that Andy's going to say. We could probably tell you the whole story when it starts, but yet we're watching it. Because it's the only thing on there that's really decent and good to watch. It gives you a warm feeling inside and lifts your spirit, not like some of the rest of this. Turn on the news. You turn on the news in the evening and they sit there for 30 minutes and telling you about who done what to who, how many wrecks there was on 79, how many people's got killed, how many people had was knifed or gunned or what have you down at the university, the place of learning down at the university where they are, it's not safe to step outside of the dorm at night. They're going to get knifed or robbed or killed or whatever. It's not safe. That's a place of learning. Yeah, they'll tell you about that. They'll tell you about this, that, and the other thing, but they will not tell you of the good that anyone done. I am so disappointed, and I'll say it right now. We are so disappointed in our channel, 12 or 5, that we support, that we go up and we sing, and we have a good time up there. We go up there every once in a while. Ressi Robinson, the founder of that, she wasn't the founder, Bob was, her husband, but they were together up way back up on the mountain up in Lewis County up there. They went up there 30-some years ago and started a program on there that probably has brought many peoples to Jesus. They have worked hard at it, and through rain and snow and everything you can think of, up on that mountain. We was up there when you waited. You couldn't get up there in the car. You had to walk. Yeah. Dedicated peoples to God, putting on the gospel. Not one word have you heard from Channel 5 about that she passed on into eternity. Not one word that she is gone, that she's no longer on that program. You see, if it's not filth, if it's not corruption, if it's not killing of that, it's not news. It doesn't count. Well, let me tell you one thing, folks. They will be accountable for their decisions, for their acts. They will be accountable for all of this filth and corruption that's put forward for people to see. They will be held accountable. It may not be politically correct, but it is godly correct. They will pay the price. Because when he comes out and he calls his church home, they're going to be sitting right there watching their tube. They're going to be sitting right there putting on the filth. Yeah, it'd be good then because they can just control everybody. But that part that's desperately trying to hold on today, is it going to get any better? We stand and preach that we're trying to get our church filled. We'd love to see it filled. You won't see it. Not likely. Unless we have a great outpouring of His Holy Spirit, right, Art? If we have a great outpouring of His Holy Spirit just prior to His return, then look for your church. It would be scary this morning to see this church filled. It would be scary to see all of these people from the community pour in here because you know that that time is at hand. It's here. Are we ready for it? Are we really ready for Christ to step out and to call His... Are we satisfied? If He were to step out this morning and call His church, are we satisfied that we've done enough? That we have fulfilled what He would have had for us to do? If we are, praise God for it. If we're not, do something. Father, we thank You. We praise You. We just ask God that we have brought forth the word, Lord, this morning as You would have had it. Lord, not in us. Let us not judge. Let us not judge anyone, Lord, but let us judge the acts of this world. Those things, Lord, that are so corrupt that You are not pleased with. We ask You, Father, that You'll search our hearts. Lord, that You'll give us, instill within us, a spirit, a drive Lord, that we'll continue to do what you would have us to do until you call us home. Help us, Lord, as we continue. Lord, that we might see some lost soul saved.